Frank Murray is president and CEO of New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, NYSERDA, which helped sponsor the event, which was organized by New York BEST, a consortium of government, academia, and private industry focused on developing the energy storage industry in New York State.
The main thing I like to convey to people is a recognition of the commitment that the state, and particularly Governor Cuomo, has to investment in the clean tech economy. We see some of the real benefit here in the Capital District area already with what's going on at the Nanotech College. We're looking to replicate that, not necessarily the nanotechnology, but other clean energy technologies all across the state. In part because it's a good thing to do. These are technologies that are good for our energy system, they're good for our environment, but they're also good for our economy because they create opportunities. An opportunity that we're really interested in creating is jobs.
Michael Field is with the Raymond Corporation in Green, New York, just north of Binghamton. He says with new technologies, those new jobs will come.
They're developing cutting-edge technologies in energy storage and battery systems with the actual production of products and goods. And through that effort, we fully intend to increase the number of available jobs and opportunities for people to do something a little bit more than just basic service industries in New York.
F. Michael Tucker is president of the Center for Economic Growth, the Capital Region's Economic Development Organization.
Certainly with the strength that the Capital Region has in the semiconductor and nanotechnology arena, it's important that we have a diverse economy. The clean tech energy area is a very strong component of our regional economy with solar, with battery development. We think that it's very important to bring together companies to discuss these issues, and that's why we're here today.
Bill Radvack is president and CEO of American Vanadium. The Vancouver-based company is partnering with another based in Germany to produce new energy storage technology. Radvack says vanadium is commonly used as a steel strengthening agent. It is a competitor against lithium, and it is now commercially available.
These batteries will last three times as long, probably cost three times less, be much more effective, and are truly scalable.
Radvack notes that vanadium may not be developed to the point where it could replace a power-generating facility like Indian Point, but it can collect and store solar and wind power that a place like Manhattan could use during peak electric demand periods.
Everybody was rushing hard for wind and solar. The problem is the grid really hates it because all that solar power all day long, you know, what they really want is to have power generation for those peak periods in the morning and the evening when people are, you know, really, you know, at home. And unfortunately, you can't have Mother Nature produce the energy when you want. And wind's going, you know, 24 hours a day, but it's just large, a lot of it's being dumped in the lines. So what they're begging for is that storage capability, the megawatt storage, so that you're capturing the energy from the wind all night long and it can feed the grid when it's needed. And that's what people want. That's what they want to pay for.
And when it comes down to the intersection of the state's energy and economic development strategies, Michael Field has the last word on green.
I think that, you know, the listening audience needs to think about, you know, what green really means to them. Is there value in buying something or using something that is more sustainable and helps both the environment as well as the economy of New York and the economy of the U.S. in their everyday purchasing. So I think they will find those values.
The conference continues through tomorrow. More information is on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.